The Metricon pre-game interview.
The Metricon, receive up to 63K cash back on your new Metricon home. We're joined by a couple of people, one that's very familiar to St Albans because the name has been around there for a long time, but unfortunately retirement for him means he's now footy boss, and that's Sam Wolfenden. We'll talk to him in a moment, but we've got the new coach of the St Albans Super Saints, Rick Munn, joining us in the van. Jane Birch is going to fire the first couple of questions. Birchie?
Rick, appreciate you joining us in what's been a very big week for you this week. With a number of coaching jobs up for grabs, it's come out in the media, you've secured the St Albans gig.
Yep.
What was it about the playing group and St Albans that really enticed you, to jump at that opportunity and you know, take that on?
Yeah, a couple of different things, but the opportunity to coach in what I think is the best country league in Victoria. I think that's, you know, opportunity to, you know, challenge myself at the highest level. Meeting the committee, Sam and the rest of the coaching committee was great. So that was their vision, the support, and all that sort of stuff off the field. It was really, really encouraging. And then, and I really like the core of the young list. So development is what I'm really passionate about. So the opportunity to work with some really talented youngsters and help them go to the next level, I think is something that's really exciting.
And obviously improvement in the current list. I know you've got a couple of key players who have re-signed, which is really encouraging.
Yeah,
but improvement is obviously there, and that's what you're looking at. But you're also going to need some recruits.
Absolutely.
You know, being honest and trying to actually get the team, you know, turn around their fortunes. So have you got an eye on, I mean, obviously you're not going to tell us on air, but... well, you might. Can you give us a little bit of an idea about your thought process there? And, you know, are there some players you've got in mind and you think that you might be able to get across and strengthen the playing group?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're already in discussions with quite a few, a fair way down the track as well. So I'll let Sam maybe touch on that. But yeah, definitely we understand that we need to bring in some talent to complement the players that we have currently. You know, so I think if we're able to do that, bring some size, bring some experience, I think that's what we're looking for, to sort of complement the young core that we have in place. And really excited to continue to have those conversations with the potential recruits. And, you know, we've got, some points to work with. And looking forward to having those conversations over the next couple of weeks.
For those who haven't read the media articles, Rick, about your background, maybe listening to you for the first time speak, just give us a little bit of your football journey and how you've come to find yourself, you know, leading up to what's got you to St Albans.
Yeah, so mainly in the western suburbs. So played Hoppers Crossing Junior, played a little bit there, then went to North Footscray. Won a flag there, but did my knee, and so that was my first sort of venture into coaching at that point. And then got a phone call from Daniel Fraser, who was the inaugural coach at Point Cook in the VAFA, and he was looking to add some experience, and that was the start of my sort of coaching from there. So I spent 4 or 5 years at Point Cook, in the early stages, helped, set the wheels in motion there, and learned a lot off Fraser. Dean Chambers as well was down there, so it was good coaching crew, and learned a lot. And that was my main. And then moved up to Geelong sort of in around 2019 or so, just before the pandemic. Then that hit. Then moved up to Cairns, did a couple of years in AFL Cairns, which was good. And again, great experience, learning from a couple of great mentors up there. And then came back home, followed Fraser again back to Grovedale, and then finally at Leopold with Buddha.
So many and varied experiences.
Yes.
The St Albans experience, though, is going to be a different one. You're taking a group that are... I don't think you can get any lower than what a GFNL club is, I suppose, other than going through a season winless. What makes you confident that you can turn this around?
Yeah, look, it is a big challenge, and I'm not afraid of that. I think it's going to be a massive challenge. We need to absolutely embed an overhaul in the program, I think. And so for me, a real investment in strength and conditioning. We've got some great assistant coaches coming on board as well, with good experience, senior coaching experience in some good leagues. So they'll be announced over the coming weeks. So we're putting together and really investing in that like I said, I'm really confident in the young core. There's a lot of young talent in what we have in there at the moment. So we just need to complement that, supplement it with some experience, some leadership as well. And then I think we can, if we can get the boys fitter, stronger, then you know that breeds confidence, and with confidence, we can see the spike in some of their performances, I think. Yeah.
Brogdon, Elliott and Russell have all re-signed. So it's a good trio to get underway, Sammy. Thanks for joining us, by the way.
No, thanks for having me.
First time I think we've spoken to you since, unfortunately, into early retirement, but straight into footy administration as what, a 23-year-old?
Yeah, no rest for the wicked. 24. Oz sort of approached me probably around 12 or 13 this year and sort of jumped at the role. I think, being able to make a pretty positive change at the footy club that I've been involved at for a long time would be really good. So, and I've really enjoyed it. Although it's been pretty busy, obviously sort of appointing a new coach in Rick, I've really enjoyed the role so far.
Sam, you're getting fined too by the players by the looks of it.
I'll hear all about it.
Yeah, they walked past and thought you're a real goose for being up here. So that's good. Rick, welcome. You must be impressed by the fact that you said your development-wise, the club's got a good junior setup, so they've got players coming through. So I know a few clubs around the region struggle for juniors. So even though at the senior level you might be struggling at the moment, the junior setup is good from a development perspective for that.
100%. That was, I neglected to mention that earlier, but that was definitely a consideration. Three of our boys are in the V-line squad, announced this week. They're playing Division 2 of the under 18, so there's some talent there as well, which we've kept an eye on, that we want to develop, we want to retain. Absolutely. I think having that junior pathway through that can complement three or four recruits every year helps.
Just gone through that.
You return yourself on as usual.
Again. Just gone through that, Jace. They've got a side in Divi 2 and there's 18. 16's have got a Divi 2. 14's have got a Divi 3. 12's have got a team. 10's have got a team.
Yeah.
So they're batting right down under 10. So
yeah, which is...
their program's solid from the bottom up.
Yeah, and I think that's so important for, 2 o'clock success is to have a really strong sort of junior pathway. And I think maybe we've sort of changed our mindset. And at the moment, we just want our juniors to play in the highest division possible.
I know Jace is talking, but you look at the clubs now and the points are so important that your junior program almost has to be on par with I know we get judged on 2 o'clock, but now you have to look 3 years ahead. You really do.
And I think, playing our opposition today is probably a prime example of sort of what a really strong junior program can set you up for. I think, all their best players are all sort of St. Mary's juniors, and it's sort of set them up for success over the last 5 or 6 years. So it's definitely sort of the pathway we're looking to go down as well.
And Sam, you probably know more about it than Rick of the club. Whereabouts, because it's such an interesting area with Easton Thompson and Newcombe around, and Leopold obviously at close as well. The emphasis, where's that come from? Is it schools? Is it St Albans Park? Where do you think the numbers have come from?
Yeah, so I think we've probably sort of changed the way we probably view our junior coaching a little bit instead of just getting dads to do it, which is typically the way in junior footy. We've actually sort of handpicked people to do it, which I think has been really beneficial. And I think being sort of in our region and being maybe a bit of a point of difference, obviously sort of having Newcombe, 2 minutes away, St Mary's up the road as well, and then you've got East Geelong and Thompson. I think sort of providing a bit of point of difference for us is really crucial. And it's something we've invested really, really heavily in because, as I said, it's pretty important to the long-term success of our footy club.
I've obviously worked with you at Werribee VFL, Rick, and...
Jeez, is there anybody you haven't worked with?
Well, footy world's pretty small.
We apologise for that, Rick.
Footy world's pretty small when you think about it. Obviously, you've worked with Fraze and... We won't include Krabby. Surely we're not including Krabby in that. But obviously, Krabby. Buddha, the last couple of years or whatever. So, obviously, gone into this role, you've thought about your game style, your game plan, taking a bit of learnings from everything. Have you started to sort of have a word picture in your head of where you want to be as a side?
Yeah, I have. And obviously, you've got to look at the squad and then adjust and be a little bit fluid with that. But there's some fundamentals that, make up the DNA of the system I want to implement and the program I want to implement. So, defensive man first. And if you have a look at, last week as an example, St Albans, drew level in clearances with Leopold. And it's a star-studded midfield at Leopold, as we know. But there's some system stuff there that we can help, educate, mentor, add some layers, and that sort of thing. And with the yeah, with the way footy's being played now, 70, you know, plus percent of scores are coming from turnover. Like, we've got to teach the boys how to win the ball back, how to use it, punish on turnover, that sort of thing, and try. That's sort of going to be the nucleus or the DNA of what I want to implement.
I know we've touched on recruiting, and it's the hardest thing in footy, really. Yep. Is, no matter where you are, what club, anything, it's the hardest thing in footy. Do you start putting a recruiting team together? I know you guys are obviously together at the moment, but I presume you'd have a bit of a wider team sort of getting assembled?
Yeah, we do. I think our president, Craig's, got some really good connections. I think you'll see today there's probably about five or six Geelong College boys running out there, so I've got a bit of connection in there, which is really good. Ross Wilson's sort of our vice president as well. He's sort of really connected in there. And then I think bringing on a few new assistant coaches, just sort of get some different connections to different areas around Victoria, Australia, I think will be really, really good for us. And it's connections we don't have at the moment, so I think they'll only bring value to our club in terms of finding some recruits.
Will you be hitting up the Western Suburbs?
Might have had one or two chats.
Yeah. Well, some Werribee District boys go missing, and
a lot of clubs there. A lot of clubs.
There is.
Yep. They've finished you up at Leopold in terms of the senior program. Yep. So, would you have liked to have stayed on and seen out the year?
At the start of the week, when it all came to light that I was going to be moving on, it was all looking like, we're going to finish off the year. But as the week progressed, the conversations, I think it was just, we sort of came to a mutual decision that it was probably best for me. It's a big job here at St Albans, and Buddha was really encouraging and supportive about that. And so... And they've got some great experience around that coaching group, so they'll be fine. The players are great. So, finished with the seniors.
You got a week to go.
We've got a week to go. We've got the 14s grand final next week, so looking forward to that one.
Okay, who are you playing? Have they played that prelim? Have you got your opponent for... I think it's Division 4.
Division 4. So we're mainly bottom age boys. So we're playing South Barwon, and so... I think we played them twice this year. We beat them the first time, and the second time was coincided when we played at Colac, so I missed that game. But they got us that week. So it'll be a great game. Looking forward to it.
Well, good luck with that. It's a big task ahead of you, Sam. I know you're invested very heavily in the club and have been as a family for a long time. And a young footy director, I suspect that we might be talking to you in 20 years' time, and you might still be footy director.
Yeah, with heaps of grey hairs and our stress levels through the roof, maybe.
If you're 44 and got hair, don't complain.
Yeah, I'll be doing better than some blokes, I'll tell you what.
Correct, exactly. Rick, really appreciate your time. We obviously caught up for a chat on Wednesday night. It was great to sit down for 10 or so minutes and have a chat, and no doubt we'll be talking to you more over the next 3 years. Enjoy this afternoon, see what you can take out of the next couple of weeks, and good luck next Sunday in the under-14s.
Thanks, Keith. Appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Rick Munn and Sam Wolfenden, the new coach of St Albans and the new football boss as well. Great to have them both join us here on K-Rock Footy on a Sunday afternoon. Thanks to Metricon.
The Metricon pre-game interview.